Graham Marden, I'm the, it depends what business card you look at, I'm either the territory manager or I am the assistive technology solutions expert. There's loads of different titles, but yeah, my role predominantly is either to visit charities, do events like this, or visit individuals and take along various bits of technology and find out what works best for them, is the simple answer.
So do you want to just talk us through some of the things that you've got on show here with
us? Of course. So Sight and Sound are, we don't manufacture anything, we don't make anything, so we work with lots of different suppliers to bring the best solutions for the right people. So like the WeWork we're talking about there, you've got Optical over there, who we have all their equipment as well. So I just bring a variety of different people's equipment. The star of the show today has been Empathize, which is the VR goggles you can see in front of you here. So they are a visual impairment, what's the right word? Simulator. See, there's the self-consciousness going on there. So it's a VI simulator, so it simulates various eye conditions. You might have come across SimSpecs before, which is like a pair of glasses you put on, and the different conditions are kind of on the actual frames or on the lenses. This is different. This is like a fully immersive VR solution. So when you put the headset in, you're in a situation, be it on a bus, on a tube station. The one there's in the middle of a street. There's parks, and then we can simulate things like macular degeneration or glaucoma or diabetes or anything like that. And people can see exactly what's going on. To give you an example, I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, and a lady came along with her friend. The lady who came along had really bad AMD, and her friend was there as a chaperone to help her out because obviously she can't see properly. So we put the goggles on for our friend to simulate what our friend was going through. So the first thing that happened, we took them off, is she started just tearing up and just gave her friend the biggest hug and just said, "I'm really sorry, I had no idea what you were going through." So that's the kind of power of it. So we deliver this as part of a training course for optoms. It's usually done by an optom because I'm not trained in that regard. But it helps organisations, charities, even just individuals understand what other people are going through. So without a doubt, that's been the star of the show this today. Everyone's came along for a shot of it to try and see what it does. So yeah, I've not stopped talking actually.
Do you tend to get that reaction quite a lot when you're, because I guess that's the difficulty, and there's so many there's such a spectrum of sight loss, and you sometimes just can't explain it how your sight loss affects you.
More so now that we have this, because you're absolutely right, it's all well and good when people come along with their friends or family or they're just because they're the chaperones or they're there to help them, and you can tell them, well, your friend's experiencing this or this is what they can see, but without actually experiencing it, you've got no, it's all well and good, you can tell it to your blue in the face, but until you experience it, you don't actually know. I mean, I've got another device there, it's called the Oxite Onyx, and it's designed for people who have, well, funnily enough, macular, we're talking about that a lot now. And I was visiting a lady up north who had macular for, I think she was about 25 years, she said, and she was only 60, so she wasn't exactly old, and she had a 16-year-old daughter who she'd never seen before, not properly anyway. So we put the glasses on her, she put it on, and I swear she did not take them back off again until the batteries went flat, because she was just looking around. And we got the daughter down, and as soon as the tears just started welling up, and then the daughter's like, "Are you finished?" and just walked off again as if it was nothing. It's moments like that that make it all worthwhile as well, when you actually do, you can see the good you're doing and the help you're doing. So go back to your original question, though, it is things like this make it so much easier to experience and understand what people are going through nowadays.
Now, have you found it been here today, you know, participating in this inclusive design conference?
Oh, I've not had time to look around. Like I said, I've been so busy. When all the delegates are out, they've been looking to see this. When the delegates are back in, everyone else around here wants to come and see this. So it's like, I just need to eat. I need a drink of water or I need a sandwich. So, it's great to be a part of it, absolutely. But I've not seen any of it.
We'll let you go and actually have a look around the place. Was there anything?